Hachette Audio presents Winter's Bone, written by Daniel Woodrell, read by Emma Galvin. To Ellen Levine, stalwart again, and Katie. To cover the houses and the stones with green, so the sky would make sense, you have to push down black roots into the dark. Cesar Pavese. Ree Dolly stood at break of day on her cold front steps and smelled coming flurries and saw meat. Meat hung from trees across the creek. The carcasses hung pale of flesh with a fatty gleam from low limbs of saplings in the side yards. Three halt haggard houses formed a kneeling rank on the far creek side, and each had two or more skinned torsos dangling by rope from sagged limbs. Venison left to the weather for 2 nights and 3 days so the early blossoming of decay might round the flavor, sweeten that meat to the bone. Snow clouds had replaced the horizon, capped the valley darkly, and chafing wind blew so the hung meat twirled from jigging branches. Ree, brunette and 16, with milk skin and abrupt green eyes, stood bare-armed in a fluttering yellow dress, face to the wind, her cheeks reddening as if smacked and smacked again. She stood tall in combat boots, scarce at the waist but plenty through the arms and shoulders, a body made for loping after needs. She smelled the frosty wet in the looming clouds. Thought of